This week on Potlatch, Congressman Don Young reports on legislation affecting Alaska Natives, and Claude Dementiff reports on activities of the Tanana Chiefs Health Authority. Early in January, we interviewed Congressman Don Young on the progress of the omnibus bill.
Well, the omnibus bill is on the omnibus bill to the Alaska Native Land Claims Settlement Act of 1971. The bill is the question was asked about was H.R. 6644. Basically, the bill, to put it in a capsule, extends the enrollment date. It allows one full year. It allows for the monies that are in escrow now to gain interest where they have not done before, as they've done before. It's just been laying there, and we've lost money because of inflation to the Native Land Claims Act itself. It exchanges land in the Cook Inlet with state and federal lands with the Cook Inlet Native Corporation. It allows Sea Alaska to obtain 218,000 acres of land in southeast Alaska where there was no land available. It allows the Kluckwan Corporation to solidify their holdings so they come under one corporation instead of a reorganization act. It gives some organizational money to Juneau, Kenai, Sitka, and also Elam, Vinitai, Arctic Village, Northway, and Tetlin for organization purpose, approximately $1,500,000 spread across those villages. That would also disallow the inclusion of monies received by Native peoples in the state for income for the purposes of welfare or and food stamps. It was not the intent of the legislation to consider the money they received as income. The bill, as I've mentioned before, is also would exempt the corporations from the supervision of the SEC. And then allow the state to enforce the SEC regulations on the state level. As I've mentioned before, it's a bill that was strongly supported by the AFN, the Native Corporation of the South, and the state of Alaska. I was quite pleased that the president did sign it. There was some objections from the Agriculture Department, from OMB, and from certain aspects within the Interior Department.
What was the objection of the Office of Management and Budget?
Too much money. They claim with the exchange of lands it would run into close to $300 million. I question that because when you place value on certain lands, it's whatever the seeker places the value on. Again, though, under the Act itself, it said that lands could be chosen by the Native corporations within the areas adjacent to and as near the type of land that they originally inhabited. And, of course, as you well know, in southeast Alaska, all land is owned by the Tongass National Forest or the National Forest Service. It is a bill that I believe is good for the state of Alaska, it's good for the corporations, and it was long overdue. So I'm quite pleased with the passage of it.
How much interest will the money now in escrow gain?
I would say you can figure out we originally had approximately $900 million, $900,000. It would gain maybe as high interest alone, a little less than $1 million a year. Have lost money.
What percentage is that?
By law, I think our percentage is about 4.5%.
Now, is that taxable? This
is not taxable income. I think that the people that are, you know, questioning the Native Land Claims Act itself, the natives of Alaska settled for the act passed by Congress in 1971 as the extinguishment of all Aboriginal rights. And in doing so, they received, and the intent of Congress, and I've read the report very closely, was to receive basically $1 billion tax-free over a period of 20 years and 40 million acres over a period of 20 years. Sadly to say that some of the agencies have never agreed with this, so they're constantly in court. The money spent on lawyers under this act has been horrendous. We're talking about maybe as high as $15 to $20 million already on legal fees in the last 3 years. So this act that was just passed is trying to eliminate some of the need for those legal opinions, and we sort of nailed down the true interpretation of what Congress meant in the act itself.
And when is the new enrollment deadline?
It'll be a year from the passage of the act itself, which would be December, about December, I take that back, it'll be January 2, the year from
1977.
January 2, 1977.
For natives to enroll.
Yeah.
Now, you said the Office of Management and Budget complained about the too much money. What are you referring to, too much money now? It's going to cost the federal government too much money, and how?
No, this is where the point was. See, they argued because of exchange of land with Cook Inlet and with the Sea Alaska provisions that land was worth $300 million, and that was a cost. And I argue there was no cost involved. It was a matter of exchanging a right under the original act for allowing them to select those lands. And this is where eventually I convinced the president to sign the bill, because there was really no dollar loss to the general public.
Congressman Don Young. Alaskans disagree on a lawsuit involving claims of trespassing in Arctic Alaska. According to Governor Jay Hammond, the Alaska Native Land Claims Settlement Act settled all rights natives had to their land, including the rights to sue for trespass. I asked Congressman Young to comment on the controversy.
The background of the Edwardson Morton case was that the Arctic Slope Native Corporation itself, or the Arctic Slope Group of in Arctic Slope Point Barrow region, filed suit prior to the Native Land Claims Settlement, even before it ever become law. They never did agree that there should be a law accepted in Congress, that the Aboriginal Rights of the Statehood Act, whereby it specifically states that there will be no natives displaced historically or culturally by any purchase of land or a selection of land, that's in the Statehood Act. And they claim that there had been trespass by different organizations, Navy, private individuals, etc., on their lands prior to the act. So he filed suit, Mr. Edwardson filed suit against Secretary Morton. The act, again, was finalized, and this is where the real difference of opinion arises. The act said that all Aboriginal rights will be extinguished by the passage of the Alaska Native Land Claims Act. But the difficulty arises that it does not state that all trespass suits would be extinguished, and this is strictly a trespass suit. And where I had some very strong feelings and reservations about the legislating of this type of action out of the courts, which after being won in the courts, is as a citizen of the United States, we each have the right to file trespass suits even long after the act has taken place. Because trespass is a sort of an invalid, inviolate act or written law that anyone has been abused through trespass has right of reimbursement, if you can prove it, regardless of the time expended other than the statute of limitation, which is 7 years. And so the suit was filed, the suit was won in court, and again, very frankly, there was not the ability in the Congress to see fit to circumvent the constitutional right of any American citizen to try to do it by legislation. So far the Edwardson Morton case has not been finalized, and it will not be finalized unless it's done in court.
I take it then, do you, well, Governor Hammond has called the situation potentially divisive and explosive, and he, I believe, favors congressional legislation to settle the matter. Sam Keto, the president of the Alaska Federation of Natives, says that Congress should not act because it would be a conflict of interest, namely the government deciding whether the government is liable, since the government is, I believe, involved in this lawsuit.
The government is the one that's suing themselves.
Yes. Do you agree with the governor, or do you lean towards Sam Keto?
Of course, you're putting me in a position of trying to take sides in this. I thought I'd answer the question in a sense. I don't think anyone has the right to take away the constitutional right of lawsuits through trespass. I don't think the legislation, if anybody listening to the station disagrees with me, just imagine your house being broke into, ransacked, totally destroyed by your neighbor. You would have to file trespass suit for damages. At a later date, and this neighbor happens to be the brother of the mayor and the six of the council members, and by city ordinance say that there was no trespass taking place, even because you sold your house later on. I'm not a lawyer of much repute. In fact, I'm not a lawyer, but I do know the basic rudiments of law, that you cannot deprive an American citizen from his day in court. And I understand the governor's worries and his fears. I think he may be justified, and again, he may not be justified. Again, may I restate that the act of trespass must be proven. I very honestly think this is going to be very difficult to do in 99% of the cases. Some of the cases, they will be able to be proved. But most of the cases, they will probably be dismissed. There was 180 cases sued filed, by the way.
I take it, then, you do agree that there's a conflict of interest.
I would say that there is some real question about a conflict of interest, and I would also say there's very little chance of Congress ever acting on this provision right now.
I stumbled through a yellow field of dying grass. In front of me, some happy people quickly pass, hailing deep air and waterbirds flying high. Younger hands, distant windows wave goodbye. I forgot to live in oh so many ways. Thought I saw the numbers marked on all the days. Trembled at the warnings of the sad old man. Where my son, the earth, is coming to an end. But now a breeze of simple truth blows through my hair, striking down the fences in my vacant stare, stretching out my arms to fly, though I'm free. I find I'm getting younger now, the more I see. I didn't know the world would last this long. I didn't know I'd ever sing this song. I didn't know how right I could be wrong. And I didn't know the world would last this long. Words of fear go spinning out across the land. Those who need the guidance of a reassuring hand, while someone softly singing now comes walking by, suddenly they'll find their voice and then they'll cry. I didn't know the world would last this long. I didn't know I'd ever sing this song. I didn't know how right I could be wrong. And I didn't know the world would last this long.
What is the status of the Indian Health Care Improvement Act?
Well, this is one of the bills that we're working on right now. It's H.R. 2525. It's passed the subcommittee on December the 9th, which I'm the ranking member. It's a bill that's, I think, long overdue. It's a very expensive bill. It's going to have very difficult sailing in the House as a whole. It's going to cost about $1.1 billion nationwide for Native health care units. Not only construction of units, but education programs, training of doctors, establishment of care centers, etc. Of course, I'm very frankly working hard for the passage of the legislation because per capita, the Native of America, the Alaskan Native and the American Indians, are probably the most impoverished when it comes to health. I've seen a lot of this, and I've also seen much more in the South 48 in my travels as a ranking member of that committee. In the bill, though, there's some real assets, I think, to the state of Alaska. If I can run down those, for instance, if the bill passes in its present form, Bethel will have a hospital replacement of 70-80 beds for $33,976,000. Bethel living quarters for doctors and nurses will be $10,630,000. Anchorage Hospital replacement, 225 beds, will be $46,756,000. Tanana Hospital replacement, 20 to 30 beds, will be $9,044,000. Tanana Quarters, living quarters for doctors, will be $2,304,000. Mount Edgecombe Hospital, miscellaneous allocations and improvements, $748,000. St. Mary's New Health Center, $1,190,000. St. Mary's Quarters for Doctors and Nurses, $607,000. Fort Yukon Health Center, $1,564,000. Fort Yukon Living Quarters, $922,000. Uniclete New Health Center, $1,190,000. Uniclete Quarters, $614,000. Anchorage Inpatient Mental Health Facilities, $1,475,000. And I can say, very frankly, it comes to a total package of $114,026,500 for the state of Alaska, which is a very considerable sum. This is, of course, going to be objected to by different people, but I'm a strong one that believes that, you know, if you're a state, you should have as healthy as people as possibly can, and only we can have this through the proper facilities all spread across the state.
What do you think the chances are of getting this bill passed?
I think the chances are excellent. Senator Jackson is the sponsor on the Senate side. John Rose is the sponsor on the House side, ranking minority member. Of course, I'm the sponsor on the House side. Lloyd Meads, the chairman of the subcommittee, is the sponsor. And I think we have an excellent chance of getting a passage of this legislation. We've already trimmed the legislation by about $960 million.
What are the chances of getting it funded?
Excellent. It's one of the, I think people are... You're going to see more money spent in this area than you would see in the past. As contrary to what some people say, that Congress is becoming, basically more conservative, but they're becoming conservative primarily in the international field. They're looking very questionably on any monies that are invested in the Far East or the Mideast or any other place. And so you're going to see sort of a reversion back to if there's money to be spent there, it'll be spent in the states and not outside.
In the gold rush days of the Yukon, many long years ago, gold was the word and the cry was heard, let's find that Yukon gold. They came from the wide world over, they fought through the wind and cold. Down the river they came, chanting the name of gold, Yukon gold. Well, Carmack's an old Pagus Charmer, and another man called Skookum Jim. On Bonanza they made the discovery of gold, and the miners came in. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for old Mother Lode. They fought and they tried, and many men died for gold, Yukon gold. They built Dawson City. Oh, how the town did grow. The fever ran high, and this was the cry, it's gold, Yukon gold. With the dance halls, the music and gowns, the whiskey like water did flow. And a fortune was made by the gamblers who played for gold, Yukon gold. Well, a gold bottom creek and bonanza, A fortune lay there in the sand. They came by the thousands to find it. With shovels they dug up the land. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for old Mother Lode. They fought and they tried in many men died for gold, on gold. Now the gold rush in the Klondike is over. The dance halls are ancient and old. Everywhere you can see a true memory of gold, on gold. And Dawson is a romance in history. Many are the stories told of an old mining town where the fortune is found of gold, on gold. While a gold bottom creek and bonanza, a fortune lay there in the sand. They came by the thousands to find it. With shovels they dug up the land. They staked every hill in the Klondike, looking for old Mother Lode. They fought and they tried, and many men died for gold, Yukon gold. For gold, Yukon gold.
From our neighbors across the border, the Yukon Stars. The Indian Self-Determination Act is, according to Commissioner of Indian Affairs Morris Thompson, the most important piece of legislation affecting Native Americans to come in years. The bill, in theory, allows Native Americans to decide what services, if any, their tribal organizations wish to control for themselves. Some critics of the act claim the act is a fraud because the Bureau of Indian Affairs does not intend to implement it by funding it. I asked the director of the Health Authority of the Tanana Chiefs, Claude Dementif, how the act has affected his work in the Tanana Chiefs.
Before the act was passed, and today after the act is passed, there's not going to be that much of a change. The only change that I can see that's very constructive is the change within the attitude of the United States government in arranging contracts with local organizations. Before, it was not a requirement. Today, at the request of an Indian tribe, it is a requirement. That's the biggest change. And in that respect, I think that's a major change. But as to the organization itself, I think we've been doing that for quite some time now, already what the act calls for.
I ask what the effect of a new umbrella agency for health care on northern Alaska would have on the health service of the Tanana Chiefs Conference.
There's a new organization being formulated right now called the Northern Alaska Health Resources Association, which covers all of the area and the North Slope and the Kotzebue area and the Tanana Chiefs region and the boroughs within the Chiefs region. Now that organization by law has approval and disapproval powers over all federal health dollars going to private or local governmental organizations, except regional corporations or health corporations. The only powers this new corporation has over Tanana Chiefs Health Authority would be review and comment on the federal dollars that they would be receiving and whether or not those dollars would indeed be appropriate to the health needs of Interior Alaska. They would advise the federal government that these funds may or may not be beneficial to health care in Interior Alaska, and the federal government in turn would have the option to approve or disapprove of our proposal to receive federal funds. Unlike a private corporation or local government here in Alaska, the Indian tribes would be subject to review and comment. Local governments and other private organizations are subject to approval or disapproval by this group.
As part of the health services of the Tanana Chiefs, Claude Dementev has devised a comic book to try to interest young Native Alaskans in careers in health service.
We've completed the project. The comic books have been printed. They're now being distributed to any and all high schools requesting copies, requesting a number of copies. And they can make requests at our offices in Fairbanks or through the sub-regional directors. The comic book is just one form of media and is designed for high school students and introducing them into various kinds of health careers that can be theirs if they just ask. Hopefully we will be successful in at least a few students responding, asking for more information on health careers. Because if Indian self-determination is really going to happen, it's going to require a lot of expertise among Native people themselves. Native people themselves becoming self-determined.
If you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high, when the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. If you go away, as I know you will, you must tell the world to stop turning till you return again, if you ever do. For what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, if you go away, please don't go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain, we'll talk to the trees and worship the wind. Then if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. If you go away, as I know you will, you must tell the world to stop turning till you return again, if you ever do. For what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now, as you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, if you go away, please don't go away.
Bobby Goldsborough. If you're interested in getting copies of that comic book, you can write to Claude Dementev at the Tanana Chiefs Conference, or you can simply say Tanana Chiefs, 209 First Avenue, 209 First Avenue, Fairbanks. Fairbanks, Alaska, 99701, if you prefer. This is Jeff Kennedy, and thank you for listening to Potlatch. Potlatch is produced by KUAC under Title I of the Higher Education Act.
Yeah, what we think. I'm
on the way we hear it hits you. Any phenomenal or thought. What's the penny that's let them off? The place where we fall hammer the neck. Watching that hole is the camera well. Lord, more people, and the union ash. Thank you very much.
Yes, and the Nepsi Bears, Nepsi Museum, just say, we're Gavin Azure, we're Verosi, Senegal, and Seal Berlin, we're Seal Imber, we're Seal off in the Seven Rays, you know, meaning I'll Ilma Shelf, Gervinical, Bread, Leif, Mulchannon, and the Lermer, Fedorus, and the Commission, Bread, the Fedorus, and Chrome, we'll save him, and you make him say, Sir Knock, the Essel, we've missed over there, Knock, it's half, and he is doing it, there is in Nepsi, number one, Mason, agree, Burl, meeting it there, obviously, no shit, but,
enough. Thing it was a snatch to throw.
Sir, a lot of name, Miss Kissinger, and Melvin Shelf, Sidel, and Miss Giro, and Miss Yelp, Sidel, Sidel, she's not many big snatch, and it's kind of a weekend. There's an option, see, Miss Bessel, and Mercy, to see the old and the son, and our snaps, and that's her. Remember, you don't know me here, and the son, and our snaps, is over night. And the son, and our snaps, and the sky, and the snatch, and the snatch, and the snatch, and the
snatch, and the snatch, and the snatch, and the snatch, and
it's a circuit of plot. See the list of part of the Savannah, we know, and then I keep stopping this little beep safely. Savannah, she, it's very funny. The field, my own arch, and the beef, my feet, and then I'll be catch baby, my own silk, sissy, muscle, but it's not care, it was a show, exile of it, it's a little bit hard, and nothing happens last, because you know, name needs broken, you don't know, which you can't, but it's not today, if you can't fear, if you ask, you can't. Sir Lodden's last, the Alfie, listener, no flame, 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 no
Oh, hold on, they have not. Glory to God, stare on the dark. Oh, sin, yes, serve it out and hold it out. I'm going to go to the house.
Sus halva, der Rundschüss, der Sache, der auch gestern, I don't know about law. I don't know if she can get scared of this, that. No, we best need to understand what could happen. I got a her old fluorescent style of Zenith. Plus, the guy's making that we didn't in the check one and read it. A little bit, but they're getting down, but you know, what's got down to sit.
What's got to sit? That's the one.
That's the man, old father, but the Zenith is breaking it all out.
That's the Zenith, sir.
You know, I'm sorry. He said, I need him to settle a little more of the system. Yeah, he be in need. Nope, Sir Lodden's life must drain on him, drain on Sir Lodden, and drain on him, Scarf. He'll see where you were, yes, do we have?
Nick,
works, and
it went. You
know, me, the little search, and it was still my. There was this half of those years, we have come up. We're broke the flukes, and quicks all over there to the flukes, and we'll be out of the way, but Sir, a soulful chance, we're going to the noise in our law, exile, as he thought, no one was your joke, finny. The man, the observer, here, the nail of past, the hearings and those in the series, the Sierra in the clips in the Sierra Brook, we didn't have them so she looks now that that's the first cat is an old neg. No, we have this here, Rickies, with the red oaks, there's now, there's no way I've here, we know, second man, this chalk guy. Sir, I remember here's the talk, when another was now, when you get the milk here, the. No, we invest in the but I'm less smelting out of the exile of his lips and my nose the lips and my
lips have been not. He is a Sir Garfield, you know, but no, you know, I'm Sir Garfield, every day we are a Renege Nailer. Fish down and after the seat of it, can I stroke your fist? Name the darkness, the index, how long it kept in the shell, so still not stroke your mind, nodding them, sir, knock, stout off my gives it.